Tuesday, the 30th of January. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, I thought I would carry on telling you about some unusual scientists and mathematicians, people that we probably haven't heard of. I know I had never heard about this person before. So her name was Wang, and I'm sure I'm going to get her surname wrong, but I'm going to try. And someone who speaks Mandarin is going to phone in and tell us how we should say it. Zhenyi. Wang Zhenyi. So she's considered now to be one of the greatest scholars in China. She was born in 1768 during the Qing Dynasty. And at the time, education was only for the wealthy, and women were not expected, even wealthy women, were not expected to bother with learning and with studies. That sounds really familiar. I think that that was true of many, many, many cultures all around the world. However, Wang was born into a family of scholars who decided that she would be educated. And her grandfather and her father taught her astronomy and maths. And she also traveled extensively and learned about the harshness of the poverty in her country. And so one of the things she did was she wrote poetry about injustice, which is also unusual for someone who's a mathematician. So she was also a poet. She's very famous for having written papers that explained trigonometry and the principles of multiplication and division, making them simpler for other people to understand. So she sounds like this kind of person we need in our country, because I can tell you now that I was trying to read my daughter's maths textbook, and trigonometry is very difficult to understand if you're trying to understand it and you haven't studied it for a while, not to mention the principles of multiplication and division. In her day, eclipses of the sun were not well understood, but she had theories about how they worked, and she created an eclipse model using a mirror, a lamp, and a globe. And she used it to prove her theories about how the moon blocks our view of the sun, or the earth blocks the sun's light from reaching the moon during an eclipse. She also scientifically studied the Chinese calendar system and used her telescope to measure the stars and further explain the rotation of the solar system. She was a dedicated mathematician, and she understood arithmetic theories, and at the age of 24 published a first volume guide for beginners called Simple Principles of Calculation. See, that's what we all need. She only lived to the age of 29, and yet she is remembered as one of the great minds of the Qin Dynasty, and her work came to influence many, many scientists who came after her and encourage Chinese women to study maths and science. And maybe they can encourage South African children also to study maths and science. Let's close our eyes now, and let's give thanks to God, who inspires us with curiosity about the natural world and about how things work. And I want to pray very particularly for all of you at the beginning of this year. I want to pray that you will take subjects like maths, which is a hard subject, seriously, and that you will put in the work you need to put in to do it well. It means doing all of your homework and maybe doing some of the extra sums in the maths book, and that you will have the courage to ask for help when you need it. Amen.